Bernie Sanders' foreign policy adviser commemorates D-Day as largest Antifa operation in history. By Hannah Blow on June 6, 2020. Matt Duss, foreign policy adviser to Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, commemorated the 76th anniversary of D-Day by describing it as the largest Antifa operation in history. Duss seemingly attempted to legitimize Antifa, the so-called anti-fascist group behind much of the political violence erupting at protests across U.S. cities, by equating it to the courageous Allied forces who stormed the beaches of Normandy on June 6, 1944, ushering in what has been widely considered the beginning of the end of war in Europe. June 6, 1944. Largest Antifa operation in history, Duss wrote. Roughly 156,000 Allied troops successfully stormed Normandy's beaches, but thousands lost their lives as the troops from United States, the United Kingdom, and Canada moved to liberate Europe from Nazi Germany's grip. The National D-Day Memorial Foundation estimates Allied D-Day fatalities at 4,414. Of those, 2,501 were Americans. Duss essentially likened courageous Allied forces to Antifa, a group widely known for its unmitigated anger and violence toward those who oppose its tactics, ideology, and widespread belief that President Trump is akin to Hitler, the tyrant responsible for the slaughter of millions of Jews. Antifa also has connections to other extremist left-wing Marxist and communist groups that seek to fan the flames of civil unrest in the United States. President Trump announced on Sunday that the United States of America will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. The violence instigated and carried out by Antifa and other similar groups in connection with the rioting is domestic terrorism and will be treated accordingly, Attorney General Bill Barr affirmed. He explained on Thursday that the Justice Department had uncovered proof of extremist agitators, including Antifa, infiltrating many of the George Floyd protests. We have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity, Barr said. Project Veritas, an investigative journalist group, infiltrated the Rose City Antifa group in Portland, Oregon, alleging to show activists promoting violence and teaching combat techniques, like eye gouging, as Breitbart News detailed. Practice things like an eye gouge, it takes very little pressure to injure someone's eyes, a man says during one of the secret meetings captured on video. It's not boxing, it's not kickboxing, it's like destroying your enemy. The comparison comes as several of the protests across the country turned to violent riots, dominated by looting, vandalism, arson, and assault.